probably got time for a couple more from folks. And we got any requests we might be able to do? Might be able to do that one. Yeah, Dan will pop right. We finally got one we remember. So, yeah.
Jason said he was down for that, so hey. He kicks it off, so if he ain't down for it, it don't get better.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is written by the bass player here, Wayne Taylor. You know, we've been together a long time, as Tim told you before, and some things never changed, though. From the very first show we ever had in Kingsport, back in the 90s, as far as I go, Wayne, after the show, we'd go to the hotel, and Wayne would have all these women beating on his hotel door, just pounding, clawing. Pounding, clawing, scratching, nonstop, relentless. And it's been that way for 21 years. And it never changes, and the same thing always happens. Wayne always finally gets up and lets them out.
I didn't know until we went to France last year that Wayne is an international sex symbol. He really is. Hey, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it, you know? Well, there were a couple of French girls here, actually, who came to Belfast, and they wanted me to ask you, man, boxers or briefs? Depends.
No, not that.
Well, there goes my international sex symbol status right there.
They're shutting it all up.
But he, I'll tell you what, he can write a song about a racehorse, and, this is one that was on our Still Climbing the Mountains record that came out in 2001. And it's about, I guess these guys didn't exist, but it's a good story nonetheless.
Yeah, it's completely fictional, but you know, sometimes those are the best stories.
Sometimes. This one called Ride the Devil Pack.